Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati 2011 preliminary results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tacce, Head of Investor Relations of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to the Recordati conference call. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our preliminary 2011 full-year results. For a better understanding, please access the set of slides which we have placed on our website under the Investors section under the Presentations tab. Fritz, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Maria. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We are very pleased to announce a very sound set of results for the full year 2011. Consolidated revenue is 762 million, up by 4.7% compared to last year. Operating income at 21.5% of sales, as a percentage of sales, is 163.5 million, an increase of 5.6%. Net income at 15.3% of sales is 116.4 million, here an increase of 7.2%, higher than that recorded by operating income, thanks to currency exchange gain and a lower tax rate. Then, very solid and very good financial result. In 2011, furthermore, we have been also able to conclude a number of important initiatives to increase the international presence of the group. The most recent one is the acquisition of Freak Yeni in Turkey, a new company in Turkey, which was completed successfully in September. Then the rollout of Urorec, one of the new corporate products, continues, and the product is now available in 14 countries. We have also started to launch Livazo, another corporate product, pitavastatin, in Europe. And we obtained in Europe approval for the use of carbaglu for the treatment of organic acidemia, in addition to the already approved indication for NAC deficiency. Then, important step for both the internationalization of the company and for reinforce our portfolio. Let's move on the 2011 result, starting from the composition of revenue. Sales in Italy, sales of our pharmaceuticals in Italy, are up about 10.5%, driven by the growth of its main products, in addition to sales of the new entry product Cardicor, a license that we had at the beginning of 2011. In the second, but very important to be underlined also, that in the second quarter, Urorec and Zanipril, Urorec is the brand of Silodos and Zanipril is the brand for our combination, were launched also in Italy, and milestone of 4.6 million were received related to the Zanipress license in Italy. Then overall in Italy, one increase of 10.5%. Pharmaceutical sales in France are down by 8%, and this is due to the sales decrease of Zanidip following the generic competition, which was partly offset by the growth in sales of Zanextra, the combination, as well as by sales of Urorec launched in the last quarter 2010. Let me say also that our other local products in France are also growing. In Germany, sales are up by 4.6%. Here again, thanks to the sales generated by the new product Urorec and the growth of Zanipress. Sales of Ortoton, a local product, are also growing well. In Germany, the significant increase in sales of our treatment for rare disease also contributed to the growth. Sales in Portugal by our subsidiary are down by 5.3%, due also to the termination of the Duagen license and the decrease in, here again, of sales of Zanidip. On the other hand, Gianni Press performed very well, and also very important, Rurorec was launched in Portugal in January, and Livazos, Pitavastatin in the second quarter, and are growing and are doing well. In Spain, sales increased by 7.4% thanks to the growth of Gianni Press, in addition to sales of Urorec launched in Spain during September 2010, and Livazo Pitavastatin, is the same brand as in Portugal, launched in May of this year. Sales of the product here for the treatment of rare disease are growing significantly in this market. Sales in the United Kingdom are down 22.5%, and this is due only to the drop of Zanidip sales base for the generic competition here again. Sales in the other countries in Western Europe are by 15.2%, comprise sales of product for the treatment of rare diseases in a number of countries which are growing significantly. Say revenue generated in Russia and the other countries within the cheese is 36.9 million and up by 34.8%, very significant performance because this is only an organic increase thanks to the strong growth of all our products in the portfolio. Now, Turkey, sales in Turkey recorded by Yeni Lac for the full year and by Frick Ilac, the company that we have acquired in September in the last quarter, are 29.0 million, up by 6.1% overall. Sales generated by Frick Ilac in the fourth quarter in Turkish lira. I would like to comment the data on Turkish lira because there was a strong devaluation of the Turkish lira against the euro, and then I prefer to comment the performance of our Turkish business in Turkish lira. Then Frick sales in the fourth quarter in Turkish lira are 9.3 million, lower than expected due to the reduction of stock in the distribution channel following a change in our commercial practices involving a reduction of discount. Then we have changed the policy, we are reducing discount, and at the beginning we have to clean the distribution channel. 2011 sales recorded at Bienilac, the previous existing subsidiary in Turkish, in Turkish lira are 57.8 million, here a growth of 18.5% as compared to the same to the preceding year on a like-for-like basis. On a like-for-like basis, because in 2011 we changed the method for the recognition of the contribution due to the national healthcare system, which was previously considered as a variable selling expense. Then, the existing business on a comparable base has a growth of 18.5%, which means a very good performance, mainly driven by our corporate product, the lercanidipina, but not only, also other old products such as flavoxate and fenticonate. Sales generated by Ervacos Recordati in the Czech and Slovak Republic are 14.2 million, up by 16.2%, driven by the good performance of its portfolio. Mainly here we have an OTC portfolio, and the launch of Proctoglyvenol, Kentera, Lercapren and Rorec, which are our corporate products also in this market. In Romania, Recordati Romania has initiated sales of the corporate product. Other international sales grow by 2.3% and as usual comprise revenues generated by our corporate licensing activity as well as Recordati Bucherà export sales and Orphan Europe's export sales. The reduction in lercanidipina sales was more than offset by sales of the new corporate product, Silodosin, lercanidipina plus enalapril, and pitavastatina to our licensees. Let me add that an important contribution comes from the international sales of the products for the treatment of rare diseases, which grow by more than 90%. The business is expanding rapidly, with new sales being generated in Latin America, in Middle East, in the Far East, as well as in the USA, where we have obtained the approval of Carbaglu end of last year, and we are starting in 2011 selling directly this product in the US market. Slide number 4, here the graph shows the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue, and let me underline our growing presence in Eastern Europe and Turkey, which are based on both organic growth, mainly in Russia, and acquisition in Turkey. Even as I said, in Turkey the organic business on local currency grew by around 18%. Slide number 5, the main product sales. We continue to have a reduction in sales of Zanidip, which is due to the generic competition, and the most important impact is in Italy and France. Let's move on the other corporate products. Sales of Zanipress, our lercanidipina plus in enalapril combination, are growing according to the expectations, and it's now available in 19 countries. It's now also available, starting from May, in Italy, where it's sold by Recordati and by its co-marketer. But Zanipress is growing according to our expectation. Launches, and let me say that we are maintaining sales of the franchise of both Zanipress and Zanidip and Zanipress. Launches of Urorec continue during 2011, which include the launch in Italy, here again, in May, and currently the product is already available in 14 countries, which sales of around 20 million euro in 2011, substantially in line with our expectations. The rollout of Livazo started with the launch in Spain and in Portugal, and sales during the year in these two markets are 6.8 million. Our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases, marketed directly throughout Europe and in the Middle East and the USA, and through partners in the other part of the world, generated sales of 69.3 million. Here we have an increase of 17.9 million, and here again an important performance of our offer business following the comparable performance also in 2010. Slide 6, the graph shows the breakdown of our revenues by type of product. As you can see, this is important for us, our portfolio of corporate products is becoming much more diversified than in the past. Slide number 7, these are our results for the full year, financial results for the full year. Sales has already been commented upon. Let's move on to gross profit. The gross profit is 502.1 million, with a margin of 65.9% on sales, which is down compared to that of 2010 due to lower proportion of lercanidipina to total product sales. This is in line with our expectation and with our business plan. Selling expenses increased by 7.2% compared to the preceding year, mainly due to the marketing expenses incurred to support the launch of the new product. Just to remind you that we have in all the territories launched Livazo and Urorec, Silodosin, Pitavastatin and Silodosin. Regarding G&A expenses are up slightly. R&D expenses are 56.0 million. Here a reduction is compared to the same period of the preceding year, due mainly to the payment in 2010 of a 10 million upfront payment to Nimox for the acquisition of the development and marketing rights to the new product for the treatment of the BPH. Excluding this extraordinary upfront payment, R&D expenses are substantially in line with those of 2010. Other expenses, net of other income, are 5.1 million and include the payback due to AIFA, the Italian Medicine Agency, and cost associated with the acquisition of Frigelac in Turkey, including accruals for restructuring costs. Net financial charges are 3.5 million, a reduction as compared to 2010 due to currency exchange gain realized in 2011. The effective tax rate during the period is 27.2%, an improvement compared to that of 2010. Net income at 15.3% of sale is 116.4 million, an increase of 7.2% thanks to lower financial charges, as I have explained, and to the lower tax rate. Let's move to the financial position, and at the end of 2011 the net financial position shows a net debt of 55.7 million compared to the net cash position at the end of 2010. This is due mainly to the payment and investment made during 2011. Just I would like to remind you that during the year dividends were distributed for a total amount of 93.1 million, 54.6 million for the 2010 dividend and 38.5 million for the 2011 interim dividend paid in November. Then overall 93 million dividend paid, to which we have had investment which are essentially the most important, the acquisition company Frigelac, that which involve a cash outlay of 52.9 million, and the undertaking of the company's net debt for an amount equivalent to 29.8 million, and also the payment of 32 million paid to Novartis Consumer Health for the acquisition of the product Procto-Glyvenol at the beginning of 2011. Okay, let's now finish the presentation with the target. First of all, as we have announced, we exceed in 2011 our target of 750 million for sales, 160 million for EBIT and 110 million for net income. Then in 2011 we exceed our target. Let's move on to 2012. Regarding our expectation for 2012, as you can see, we have chosen to express them as a range, which is not usual for us. The reason for this is principally due to the possible introduction of new austerity measures in Italy, for which we are not, at this moment, able to estimate the impact due to the uncertainty as to the final implementation of the new measures. The measures are currently still under discussion, and as to the extent of their acceptance, we are talking about the generic penetration in Italy, the acceptance by doctor and patients. Therefore, we are targeting our sales at between 810 million and 830 million, EBIT at between 160 and 170 million, and net income between 115 and 120. Then, based on the difficulties in the estimation of this impact, we prefer to give a range rather than a clear number as a target for our financial results in 2012. Okay, here I finished my presentation and I am available for any question you may have.
Yes, we are now open for questions.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from James Vane-Tempest of Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. I just had a question on R&D spending for 2012. If the cost in 2011 was lower just given the base effect. Can you give us a sense in terms of when trials might be starting for the Nimox product and how greatly those could be? Secondly, just on your revenue guidance, there's been lots of additional austerity measures announced across Central Europe and Southern Europe. Just wondering from your perspective, I know you can't quantify those for Italy, but give a sense in terms of how you think your portfolios are positioned in Central Europe and Southern Europe. And then finally, Fritz, if you can give us a comment in terms of how the proposed changes in the tax law in Italy might benefit the company, that would be helpful as well. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, regarding R&D expenditure, let me say that in one of the reasons why in 2011 we have a lower level of sales compared to our expectation is also due that we expected to have to conduct specific clinical trials for the approval of a new dosage for Zaniprep combination. But following talk with regulatory authorities, in particular in Germany, we decided not to do this because this resulted unnecessary. Then we have achieved, let me say that in 2011 we have achieved a result without spending some cost that was expected in our budget. However, in 2012, mainly due to the start of the clinical development of the Nimox product, we expect to increase our R&D expenditure. This is regarding R&D. Regarding revenue, let me say that it is uncommon for us to have this range in the objective because we prefer to give a specific objective, but the reason why we decided is based on the specific important impact that could have this new measure in Italy. For all the other measures that are already in place, we expect to be, I think, as usual, we try to have in our target possibility to offset them. For sure, we expect some changes in the measures. So we are aware that there is some price decrease or new rules in Poland, could be some new rules in Portugal. This is part of our life as usual, and usually we try to have one target which take into consideration this possibility. The reason of this particular objective, which is arranged, is because the measure that is in discussion, let me underline, is in discussion in Italy, can have an important impact because based on these new rules we can reevaluate our strategy in Italy on maintaining this copayment for part of our portfolio, the portfolio in which we have branded generic. Then we expect some other measure in Europe, but these could be in some way absorbed in our target as usual, because we have a balanced presence in Europe, and then we can offset what is happening in one market with potential sales in Russia, for example. But the specific situation in Italy is due to this under discussion business model for the branded generic, mainly the opportunity to maintain a copayment in for our branded generic. Regarding the tax rules, let's say that part of this is already in our 2011 result, because we have the possibility to introduce the new rule already in 2011. Mainly we can deduct from our taxes the IRAP cost, and there is a tax to incentivize the capitalization of the company. For the second part, it's not yet perfectly clear what will be the measure, but we expect to have some positive impact based on the financial structure of the company, based on the fact that we have a payout ratio which is not a 100%, but is 50%, which means to maintain in the company part of the cash flow generated, which could in part allow us to have some benefit from the new rules in place in Italy. But frankly speaking, this is not yet clear, because I'm not very clear what will be the mechanism for introducing this new rule. But regarding tax rate, I can confirm that the expectation is to maintain at least the tax rate achieved in 2011, which is 27.2%.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Okay. Bye.
The next question is from Joe Walton of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I apologize, but I think I missed some of your presentation surrounding the issues in Turkey. I wonder if you could state for us what the sales in Turkey were in 2011, what contribution of that came from your new Frick subsidiary, and going forwards, do we go back to assuming that the expected contribution is, you know, is one quarter of what you said the sales were prior to the acquisition, and that the relatively small contribution that we've had in the fourth quarter is all to do with unwinding of the pipeline, and effectively that's a one-time effect, and that as we go into 2012 we should see a pickup? I'm just trying to understand how that progresses. And then just looking at your guidance, and again I might have missed this, I was busy trying to look at the numbers, you've got a nice increase in revenues expected 2012 over 2011, and a very stable level of operating income.
Okay.
Where are the areas in particular of margin compression? Is it largely to do with increased R&D, or is it to do with incremental marketing costs? And a final question, just please, on austerity measures. Can you give us some sense of what your days of payables outstanding are, sorry, your days of receivables outstanding, and if there's been any increase in the level of, you know, longer than expected payments?
Okay. Okay. First question regarding Turkey. Let's say that in euro, sales in 2011 in Turkey are 29.0 million. But this is not an interesting number. I would like, as I said, during the conference call, to comment sales in Turkish lira, because in 2011 we had a devaluation of the Turkish lira compared to the euro. Let me say that now we are seeing a revaluation of the Turkish lira compared to the euro. Then, to understand the performance of the business, I think it's better to use a Turkish lira number. Then, the sales generated by Frick Ilac in the fourth quarter in Turkish lira are 9.3 million, which are lower than expected, based on the a quarter of the sales of the full year of Frick, and this is due to the reduction of stock in the distribution channel due to a change in our commercial practices involving in the reduction in discounts. And I confirm that this is a one-shot situation, and we are strongly reducing the stock to the distribution, and sales in general are increasing in line with our expectation. Then is something which is only linked to this decision to reduce a strong policy in discount made by Frick management before our acquisition. Let me say also that from a managerial point of view, we are now only one sales organization in Turkey. We have three line, but managed by in a, only in one way. We have put all together the two portfolio, and now there is not two different portfolio, two different company in Turkey, but only one promoting and the all the portfolio of the Recordati presence in Turkey. This is regarding FRIC. Regarding Yeni, sales of Yeni are 57.8 here in Turkish lira, merely in Turkish lira. Here we have a growth of 18.5%, which means that the existing portfolio is doing well, and the main driver is the increase of Lercanidi Pina, together with the development of the other old product of Recordati, but which have a good market share and a good trend in Turkey. Then we have a quarter in which there is no contribution, a minor contribution in terms of sales, but we expect, as you said before, a growth starting from January, and the preliminary results in January are confirming this trend for the Turkish business for Recordati. Regarding our objective, it's sure that we expect our sales to increase, but this is also due to the contribution of Yeni, of FRIC, because we have the contribution of the new FRIC sales only for one quarter. And as I said, this contribution was minor, was not an important contribution based on this decision to clean the distribution channel, but for 2012 the contribution will be for the full year and without this distribution channel cleaning. Regarding the range, regarding the EBIT, this range is essentially in line is in 2011 in terms of operating income we achieved 163, which is not in the middle but right in the middle of the range, and this is due to two effects. For sure we expect the R&D to increase due, as I said, to the NIMOX clinical trial, but also a possible reduction in the contribution margin, which is due to some price reduction that we had to do in Italy based on the new rules which could be introduced to increase the use of generic, and then for which we have probably to reduce this copayment that we are now asking to the patient to pay, and therefore to reduce our price. Regarding sales expenses, we don't expect to increase sales expenses in 2012, just a minor increase due to the new company in Turkey, but in all the other territories we expect to maintain selling expenses, and this is not the reason for this possible reduction in our operating margin. Regarding austerity measure, and in particular regarding payment, let me say that we have not a important exposure, because this is only linked to the orphan business, and in our balance sheet, as usual, we are very prudent, and we have already accrued the majority of the risk in the company, which we can see some risk, in particular in Greece and in Portugal. Then we don't see, based on our portfolio, particular risk coming from the austerity measure linked to the payment of the government, of the healthcare authority.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
The next question is from Elisa Corghi of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. One regards your Livazo strategy. And the question is about the launch, which you are planning in Europe. there will be some delay with regard to this or not, and then according to your 2011 budget and the fact that you just launched in Spain and Portugal, it seems that in these two countries you were achieving very good results. Can you confirm this?
Okay.
And sorry, I have another question, if I may, and it regards the exact amount of accruals for restructuring that you booked in your 2011 accounts. Thanks.
Okay. First question regarding pitavastatin. Then, now Livazo is on the market in Spain and in Portugal, where sales are going well. We are increasing our sales better in terms of market share, better than our expectation, because the product is well accepted and we have interesting level of price in both in Spain and in Portugal. In the other country, mainly in Italy, then let's say that in Italy and France the pricing and the reimbursement issue are still being negotiated. We are in the process of the negotiation for pricing and reimbursement. And to be on the safe side, we have not included these two important launches in the budget of 2012 and therefore in our target. For other countries, we are working and we expect we could, in some other countries, minor countries, to launch the drug during 2012. But good performance and in the market in which we have already launched and the negotiation process in Italy and in France. Regarding the restructuring cost accrued as of the end of in 2011 for Turkey, the amount is around 1 million euros. It's not an important amount, because part of the synergies has been already achieved based on negotiation with the people working in Turkey. And then the major impact in the quarter coming from the acquisition in of Frick is not linked to cost accrual, but mainly to the change in our discount policy with a reduction of the product in the stock. Then the main impact is in lower contribution than expected in sales, but which is also in this case not something recurrent, but something limited to the fourth quarter 2011.
Okay, I've got it. Did your, your 2011 accounts include other provisioning or write-off or similar issues?
Not particularly relevant. There is some accrual. We have accrued, as I said, the risk for some payment in some market for the orphan business, but not significant accrual.
Can I add one further question, please?
Yes, yes.
What about the total amount of upfront payments for your license in out activity in 2011?
Not sure. Just a moment. Okay, we can say that it's in line with the expectation, a bit lower than 2010, and is just a moment. The full disclosure of the number will be done with the approval, but let's say that we are talking of
il totale del gruppo, il conto economico di questo genere. Ah no, questo è la, allora più avanti, aspetta, dopo tutto questo.
Just a moment.
Yes, yes, don't mind. Perhaps in the meantime,
Can I ask if you expect, if you expect a sizable contribution from this activity for in 2012?
Let me say that the royalties, the down payment, are in the region of 25 million euro, which are something lower than we have achieved in 2010. For sure, in 2012 there will be a decrease in this number,
mm-hmm.
which is because the majority of the licensing out business related to the but this is include not only royalties, not only upfront payment, but overall royalties
mm-hmm.
and upfront payment.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding upfront payment, we expect this number to be lower in 2012
mm-hmm.
because the majority of the launches is already done. In 2011, we had this 4.6 million due to the launch of the combination in Italy, and therefore 2012 we expect a lower number of this kind of income, of this kind of party income.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. There's a follow-up from Joe Walton of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
I am just in the spirit of getting stuff that we might otherwise wait for in the annual report. Can you give us an idea of what your annual amortization charge is going to be in 2012 now that you have the Frick subsidiary in your business?
Regarding amortization, we don't expect to increase significantly our amortization charges because part we have the goodwill paid for the acquisition in Frick was only in part attributed to intangible asset for which we have the amortization charges. Then we don't expect to have significant increase in the amortization charges.
And could you also, as you've said, how the Livasso prices were interesting in Spain and Portugal, can you confirm, are these the prices of equivalent to other branded cholesterol-lowering drugs, or
yeah.
are your prices closer to the new generic prices?
Let's say that in Portugal and in Spain the price is closer to the patent protected cholesterol drug rather than the generic. Then in Spain the price, let me say, and also in Portugal, is an interesting one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Ms. Tatschke, Mr. Squindo, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, then we'll close here. Thank you very much for attending, and goodbye to everybody.